Blog Talk Radio.
Don't worry. I'm not gonna do what everyone thinks I'm gonna do.
Where did you come with? Need me a honey gas. When it's water, only question to come with. I bought a honey headless. Headed to the gully, she coming with me. I write a honey breath. Legend in the making, I'm coming with it. I got the vision, I just need assistance, I'm coming with it. Take on this mission and travel the distance, I'm coming with it. And a bunch of titties, chase of a savage. This life ain't lavish, I'm coming with me. Fuck all these rappers, my unit filled with gorillas. I hit with 150, cut though, 150. I suggest you get a neck brace. I walk with arms while your legs race. Just short your time up like a stair cake. Brush my shoulders off, I ain't got no head flex. Lost a couple clones, call it dead weight. I got a catacomb full of carcasses. Cadavers wrong where this artist lives. Sappers known to cause rockets in local offices. Shattered bones in the coffee mix on some awful shit.
Scary, ain't it?
Hold up. I'm a starter kid to a horror flick. Play hard to get with the baddest chick. Why you think she can't get up off my dick? Take the humble run my whole life. Every now and then I wanna cut it quick. And tell all these suckers to come and get it. Only thing left is a song.
Bought me a honey sack. Headed to another world as you coming with me. Need me a honey gas. When it's water, only question you coming with me. I bought a honey hat. Headed to the telly, she coming with me. I write a honey breath. Legend in the making, I'm coming with that. I'm coming with it. I got the vision, I just need assistance. I'm coming with me. Yeah. Take on this mission and travel the distance. I'm coming with me. I'm coming with me. I'm coming with me.
Got the fatty, he working. We got the arsenal serving. And cash can you
like they up on Broadway. Jersey girls run up and catch you broad day. Brooklyn, baby, you know that Jersey raises. Brooklyn got that hit for Jersey, go crazy, crazy, crazy. They told me duty be humble. Nah, they put to be quick. I put the heat on the bitches. Make them jump over candles and shit. I'm here to put Jersey on. Like a shirt on my back.
Hey, 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 it's your girl Jackie, baby. You're listening to Let's Talk with Jackie, baby, with myself, your girl, Jackie, baby, and
Mr. Non-Pablo here on airitoutradio.net.
Air It Out Radio. So if you want to call in or listen in, you can dial 323-870-3981. That's 323-870-3981.
And don't forget to press me up.
Don't forget to press 1.
All important number 1.
That's right. Or you can go on the website. That's airitoutradio.net. Airitoutradio.net. Look for my name, Jackie Baby. Let's talk with Jackie Baby and click the link to listen.
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Yeah, how you doing?
I am doing well. I'm excited. I'm back on radio.
You are.
I'm back on radio.
You drag me with you.
Well, of course. You're my partner in crime.
I was busy today.
You were busy today?
Yes.
Too busy for me?
No, never, but I had this new episode of a TV show was coming on, and I was watching it. All right, I'm just lazy.
Today was your day to sleep in?
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Sunday.
So what's been up with you?
Nothing. You know, I'm trying to get back in the swing of things, trying to get stuff up and popping like I used to have it. You know, I had a baby.
Flawless? Sorry, I get lost.
I had a baby.
You did.
Beautiful little girl. She's 8 months now. So
shout
I think it's
her dad.
Yeah, shout out to her dad. Yeah, so I think it's time, you know, we can leave her at home with the babysitter.
No.
No?
No. I called the babysitter 2 seconds ago.
2 seconds ago.
Yeah. I'm paranoid. Okay. I didn't know what it really meant. Like, everybody was telling me, oh, you know, you understand to your parents. I understand now. I get it. Shout out to Joe.
Shout out to Joe. You got the beam of light.
He knew all the information was going to come.
Shout out to Joe.
For people that don't know the story, this guy Joe told me, when you have a baby, all out of nowhere, you just get all this information you didn't have before. And I didn't think it was true until she was born. And I was like, wow, I can change a diaper. And I know how to soothe her crying.
Yeah.
Great.
And all of a sudden, you're somebody's favorite person.
No, like.
I mean, you're one of my favorite person, but you're the favorite person in her life.
I know. That's my baby.
That's your baby.
What else have you been up to?
That's pretty much it. I've been working.
Mm-hmm.
working. But shout out to Air It Out Radio for giving me the opportunity to get back on radio and just talk shit all day. That's what I like to do.
Wonderful. Shout out to Fire Chick. I'm trying to get my hair crazy like hers.
Oh, I love her hair.
I don't know if I'm going to catch up, but I saw her when I was at work, and I was like, I know that hair. Hey, miss. I know your hair. And some of the ladies at the place was like, ooh, why he saying that about hair? You don't know that we underground kings and queens out here. You know what we talking about.
Yep.
So shout out to Fire Chick, airitoutradio.net. Don't forget to call in 323-870-3981. Press 1.
Or go to the website. That's airitoutradio.net. So, 95 North, what is going on in Philly?
I don't know. Rich the Kid running from Lil Uzi Vert. It's like
Peacocks getting loose.
Man, shout out to my man Perry the Peacock, man. He got downed. He got outside the zoo and they downed him, man.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, you can't do nothing out in these streets.
So last weekend all the peacocks got loose. One of them passed away.
Yeah,
did they catch the other three?
No, and they didn't catch the boy who laid Pete Perry down, man.
He got hit by a car, right?
I don't know, man. I think he got hit by a slug. They tried to make it look like accident.
Oh.
You know, a lot of
that's so sad. So Uzi Vert, what's up with Uzi Vert?
Uzi Vert running down on shit.
What?
Yeah.
Uzi Vert, no way.
Second fight he's been in this week. Cause him and his crew like trashed some other rapper like a couple days ago, and now Rich the Kid, they got Rich the Kid
running
like
Kid.
Sprinter. He was gone. You see the Instagram video? He gets on Instagram like, yeah, I walk around Philly.
Not in Philly, my nigga. No, not in Philly.
He like he was holding his poop in like the whole time. He's saying he had that face like I got a ticket smash and I don't want no sprinter. That's how scared he was. Lil Uzi Vert was standing in his T-shirt like.
It was even like, I'm going to smack you with my purse.
Oh, you're throwing trees out here.
Listen, I love Uzi Vert's personality. I would have never thought he would be that guy to run down on somebody.
He popped up on him like, what you say? He is. He's still from Philly.
Absolutely. So, and he bred Philly.
Rich the Kid.
All the way.
You was plug running, bro. That ain't cool. It's a lot of beef right now.
A lot of beef.
Chief Keef got shot at in New York.
Oh, no.
Beefing with 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine.
Whoever shot at Chief Keef is retarded because they shot the whole top of the hotel. Was they trying to shoot at him on the roof? Because he was downstairs. He walked out. They shot at the roof.
Maybe they got misinformation.
I don't know what the hell is going on. I know this dude 6ix9ine better keep hiding.
Well, you know, he's done a lot of controversy with a lot of people. He just don't give a shit.
What you wearing to a funeral?
But am I wearing to a funeral? Anything rainbow bright.
See, I don't know if I can pull off rainbow.
Well, got to pay homage.
Wow.
But you got the little colored hair. Why not? No rainbow for you?
No rainbow for me. I can't do it. No matter how funny the funeral is going to be, I can't just go in there like that.
Oh, well, 6ix9ine went to Puerto Rico and held it down for Puerto Rico. Brought some attention to what's going on in Puerto Rico.
Publicity shit. I don't buy that.
Listen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're all, everyone out here who is in a position of power to bring attention to real life situations, even if you're doing it for publicity, the fact that you took out a moment of your day to bring attention to a real life cause, that to me is dope.
See, you got a good heart. I don't buy the bullshit. That nigga ain't there. Like, they just found out almost 5,000 people died, and he ain't down there right now. Ain't nobody down there, for real, so. I don't buy it. I don't like when people do that. It's not genuine, you know what I mean? Like, don't go to Puerto Rico because you want people to see your good side when, come on, should have been there from the beginning. You shit-talking and running. That's basically what he's doing.
Well, he does do that. But, again, I appreciate the attention he brought to the cause. I think he has a big following of people who probably would have never known or would have ever cared about the cause who are now looking at Puerto Rico like, damn, this really happened.
So that's
enough for me.
You mistake his following for a million people who want to see when he get killed. That's basically all of
it's
it.
It's still
everybody
following.
Watching like,
it's still following.
We got a pool at work to see when he going to die. I picked August. So we
August.
Yeah, August. I think August.
No.
They going to catch him.
So while he was in Puerto Rico, he started doing reggaeton. What do you think about that? Spanish music, 6ix9ine doing Spanish music?
It's going to sound like
No, so I heard a clip of it, and it actually sounded pretty dope.
Okay.
He wasn't on that, like, Rampage type rap, you know what I mean? It actually sounded pretty dope. Sounded like Spanish music. Sounded really good. You think he'll get a good following with that?
International music is different. Somebody once told me that.
Yeah.
International music is
that's
way,
really where it's
different.
At.
So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. I know Cardi B moved over to that side. Too.
Absolutely.
So,
and got a whole wave.
Yeah.
Got a whole wave.
If that's what he got to do, that's what he got to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't listen to his music, but, you know, I think the internet antics. Funny. I just think it's funny. You shit talking a bunch of people that can't get to you. It's kind of hilarious because they mad. Like,
they mad as hell.
Really looking for this thing. Like, I think you understand. Chief Keef posted a video that come out to New York. Chief Keef went to New York. He posted another video. This nigga in L.A. Chief Keef is now in L.A. That flight.
He's looking for him.
Around the country. Them Chicago niggas are different.
Yeah.
They will fuck with this nigga Chief Keef. Knowing Chief Keef got a reputation, number one, as like this Similac baby. For lack of a...
Why are you...
Blue top Similac
baby. Now you're talking just about two things. Writing. I love riding. And Similac, how many Philly people been raised on Similac?
Exactly.
Stop it.
Our death toll is so
high. Stop it.
So
stop it. Everybody on WIC drinks Similac.
I'm just saying, the blue top Similac babies is different. They're a little bit more angry than breastfed.
Angry?
Yeah,
Similac. Is that...
So, I know my man Chief.
Is that one of the side effects of the blue top?
Exactly. Gentlemen, give it up for free. That's why. You keep on a whole nother level. He was drinking that blue top Similac since he was a baby. He ready. He hunting this nigga down.
Yeah.
6ix9ine gonna be in Canada. Watch he post about. I'm in Canada.
Keep hanging out with Bieber.
Like I'm in Canada.
With Bieber and Drake.
Where you at, bro? Where you at? Stop running around the world. Just stay right here for 5 minutes, and I'm gonna fuck you up. And that's what it sounds like to me.
You think it'll ever turn like really violent with him?
If he stop to tie a shoe, yeah. Yeah, if you keep ever bumping to this man,
it's
going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a different type of a Similac child. he ain't all there. I don't know why you would antagonize him. You can antagonize everybody else. Why would you even fuck with anybody from Chicago or Philly? You see, when 6ix9ine came to Philly, first place he went to go see Gilly. Shout out to Gilly the Kid.
Shout out to Gilly.
Paid his respect. Don't troll nobody from Philly. And don't troll nobody from Chicago. And now he got Chief Keef on his ass. It's like a cartoon. It's funny as hell. If you think about it.
Beep, beep.
Yeah. Like, bro, you gonna die. Like, this nigga, he's not playing. TMZ tried to interview him at the airport. You see that? They like,
no.
Keith, you want to tell us about the... You're like, no, I don't want to talk about it. You know what a nigga don't want to talk about it. All he's doing is posting...
He don't need that premeditated murder.
I don't want nobody...
You don't want that charge.
He's smarter than that.
Absolutely, I'm sure.
So, you know, he's going to catch this nigga. This will be bad.
It's going to be ugly.
Security only going to get you so far.
Right.
Just like in Texas, when he was in Texas and he had to leave that World Star stage because the Prince, whatever his name is, took over. They took him and his squad
right
over the World Star stage. Like, 6ix9ine come out before him, bro.
Right. Yeah. We waiting for you.
We waiting for you. Okay. No, he was going. He left Texas. Like, oh, I ain't scared, but he out.
Yeah.
I ain't going to get beat up either. I ain't scared, but I ain't going to get beat up.
Right.
That makes no sense, right?
I mean, no. That makes perfect sense. Because I'll get you one-on-one, but I'm not going to get jumped. Not knowingly get jumped.
Now, look, if I'm somewhere and I'm talking trash,
uh-huh,
heavy.
Uh-huh, and you definitely are a trash talker.
I am, but I could fight. I'm not going
to... But would you willingly put yourself in a position to fight 10 people at one time?
If I'm there and I get caught, I'm...
No, that's something different. Would you walk into that situation?
I'm going to perform. I'm going on that stage.
No.
I'm not going to get ran out of nowhere. We're going to be throwing elbows and fists for the first 10 seconds. But I'm not going high. That's crazy. You make your bed, you gotta sleep in it, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
You're gonna antagonize people so hard and run. Because when they catch us, it's gonna be worse.
Right.
So now you messed up your money in Texas because you can't go there. You definitely can't go to Chirac. Don't even try it. Because Dirk and them boys, they all out there, too.
Waiting.
Forget about them, yeah.
They waiting.
And they all blue top Similac baby.
So why do you think he's so angry? Well, he said his music, he listens to a lot of rock. So that's why his music is angry.
I just think it's his way. When you got a whole like generation of sentimental trap rappers out there, like they destroy R&B because they all sing rapping now. It's like,
mm-hmm.
which you know it is what it is. So he had to do something.
It's different.
You gotta set yourself apart somehow. So his way of setting himself apart is screaming at the top of his lungs, shit that makes zero sense. Like if you listen.
Well, that's his music, but yeah. You think it personal? Do you think he has issues?
Probably.
You think he was a bullied kid?
He looked like you. I mean, I think anybody that gangs up with a bunch of other people, you know, they can't stand on their own. So that's just how it is.
He probably was a bullied kid, and now he's snapping at everybody.
I mean, you got money, you can do that now.
Yeah.
People don't have access to you. Like
better that than shooting up schools, right?
Man, what's going on? That shit. Like. I'm shooting up schools. Like, I saw a video. This fucking kid that shot up his last school in Parkland, Florida, made a video before he did it. I got an AR, and I'm fenced to go down here, and I'm going, like, bro, like, what's, like, and then we don't have the, don't get me started on this shit. Hey, if you got something to say about the Chief Keef 6ix9ine beef, if you think Chief Keef is going to catch 6ix9ine somewhere in the world, please.
Before August,
call in 330-870-3981. Press 1. Let us know what you think. AirItOutRadio.net. Please, we want to hear from you, the people. Do you think Chief Keef is going to catch 6ix9ine? Because 6ix9ine is definitely the roadrunner right now. And Chief Keef is, he's a coyote, but he ain't as inefficient as a coyote. Because he is Sosa for a reason. So.
He's not using acne. He's not using acne.
Like, hey, come here, quick.
No. I gotta go.
That should get you nervous.
Yeah.
The fact that he's not making no follow-up videos on Instagram.
Right.
Nervous.
He ain't got nothing. Right.
So please call in. Let us know what you think. Because I want to know. My bet is for August. That he's going to be shot or, you know, and or shot at by August, you know.
I think he's going to eventually calm down and they won't forget about it until maybe. I don't think he's going to keep chasing them. I think he's going to let it go. And if he catch him, he catch him. Catch him when I see you and that's it. I think he's going to spend.
He's burning up dollars.
Yeah, and I think he's going to spend. He's going to probably do it for maybe just another week. Unless 6ix9ine says something. Maybe not another week, and it's going to be old news. He's going to be like, you know what?
But he told him you got 48 hours. And 6ix9ine be like, it's 48 hours later, and I'm still alive.
Right.
I'm in Jersey, but I'm in California.
Because he's antagonizing him. So how long are you going to let somebody get the best of you? Because that's what he's doing. He's getting the best of him.
But when you was drinking Blue Top Similac your whole life as a baby, That's all he knows about.
I don't think it's going to last long. I think he's going to forget about, not forget about it, but let it go. And he's going to be like, when I see people run into each other all the time.
No, he's got a point to prove now.
Yeah, I don't think
it's
so.
It's like, I'm not, none of these other niggas are talking shit to me. I'm going to fuck you up.
So who's the bigger dummy? The one that's talking shit or the one who's chasing him around the world?
He's not a dummy. It's Blue Similac. You got to understand. That fucking
that's
bottle.
That's anger.
Different.
That's adrenaline.
Yeah, it's different. Like, they fuse all types of adrenaline and anger, and then they just mix it up with government milk. Put it in the blue. That's why you see the blue one.
No, it's water. It's water.
It's government milk.
You have a baby now. You don't mix Similac with milk?
No. I'm talking about the blue one. This is a whole different mixture of government water. This shit got everything different in it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's all the anger from the city. They grind it up and then they throw it in there.
That's how babies are made angry.
Yeah, this is how it's done.
So, all right, well, on that note,
right.
We're about to go on break. Make sure you follow us, Jackie Baby, that's JACQUIEBABI, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
And you can follow me at 95North, that's NINEFIVENORTH, on Instagram, Twitter, and I don't do Facebook because fuck them. We'll be right back.
And wait, make sure you follow the Air It Out page as well.
Air It Out Radio, fire check!
We'll be right back.
Ayumi, I observe, gosh. From side to side, make it swerve, gosh. Put in the effort, overtime work, gosh. Show me the money, watch your work, gosh. Find the boss you create, come sit down. Come, yeah, come drive sick, no. Bend over and make it sick, oh. Tick tock, pandy tick, no. Hot fire, wine, see them burn up. Wine to the ground, no, I your time, they come up. Sick, but the girl done, no, you're me lover. Me, I go kill it, boom, boom, till it can't turn up. A.K.A. Bomba Clat Dianja, A.K.A. Bois Sucre for the gyal dem. A time for impress me right now. You ready? It's just up.